What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to About Even for the last time in 2023. We are the number one sports betting show on planet Earth. We are brought to you by our good friends at Neds. Thank you once again to our good friends at Neds for their unwavering support in the year that is 2023. Congratulations to the Penrith Panthers and congratulations to us for getting through it.
We did get through it. Long season, tough grind, big lift sort of stuff.
Huge lift.
Was that our third season straight?
I think it's our third season, yeah.
Third
official season,
obviously. Intercontinentals.
But that's sort of like an international off season, what I mean? Forgive but if you're talking legitimate seasons, we've just gone three in a row, just like the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah.
Think about it that way. We've just gone three in a row.
Yeah.
Been the best.
Yep.
Better than all the rest.
That's correct. Better than anyone.
Better than anyone.
Anyone I ever met.
I'll say this. We went out with a bit of gusto, boys.
We did. We went out with a bang. This is what it was all about. And listen, I think the way that our grand final betting, and we will get into it in a moment, but I think the way that our grand final betting went reflected the season generally.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll tell you how we went.
Lippy
included.
And are we saying you're going to go through just the?
Well, I'm just saying. You want to talk going out with a bit of gusto, boys.
Yep.
One from 20 bets landed across the weekend, and the Lippy won the week with none from five.
Wow, yeah.
That's what you call gusto, gentlemen.
Wow,
that's what you call gusto. We took a couple of L's this season to the Lippies. I don't know how many we lost.
It's probably the Lippies' most successful year in a year when it's actually their worst year. Do you know what I mean? Like,
we'll get something for the Lippy.
We say that every year, and we mean it every year.
But I think we'll get something honouring them and how they won. A lot of Lippies won this year with negatives, and a lot of Lippies won this year with like zero of fives and zero of tens and
it's
shit.
It's the season, dude. It seems like that's just been the year.
Well, because, I mean, if a triple gets away from you... If a triple gets away from you, big trouble.
Huge trouble.
Yeah, the triples came in. And it's also, a dynasty season. It's hard to punt when a dynasty is happening in
real
life.
We're in the middle of a fucking dynasty, dude. Like, how are you?
Because the odds get crunched. You're always going to try pick the other guy, but you end up losing.
Yep.
So, I mean, it is what it is. Lippy,
one from 20 bets all weekend.
Lippy won the week, zero from five. I was second, one from five. Tom, zero from five. Sebo, zero from five. If we just go through the bets, Panthers minus 3.5, tripled for the three of us, did not land. Did not land.
Those fucking bookies.
That hurt.
They can get them.
That hurt. It hurt badly. It hurt deeply. I'd Panthers only attempt to score 10 into a little bit of an Oliver Twist bet there, punters and dribblers. Can I have some more? Kid got greedy.
Yeah, third time.
Had that tripled as well. Not
you reckon
good.
The bookies at minus 3.5 line? You know how someone like Gus Gould gives himself a pat on the back when like a player starts developing that he's brought in or something and he's just like, yeah, I've known this forever. I've seen it forever. Like that line, all of us were saying that was the most ridiculous line ever. But the bookies after that going, oh, like, you know, even though it looked like it was so far beyond even happening, but then it gets crunched to that point.
They're like, yeah, we get
they're
it.
Like, oh, no, we knew the whole
we
time.
We knew the whole time.
We knew the whole time.
That's how, though?
Professional.
How? I don't understand how the fuck they know. It's unbelievable. I want to get my hands on that dirty little algorithm.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be nice. Imagine you got your grubby little hands on that. Wouldn't it be gorgeous?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm more of a vibe guy over here, and it cost me dearly. Sebo, Broncos 1-12, Cobo, To'o, nothing doing, bruh. Tom, Taruva, Crichton, Herbie, not much doing. Lippy, nothing. Panthers minus 3.5, Luai, Capewell, Critter, very little doing. I tell you what, when Crichton scored, it made me reflect about what it means to be human and the error in your ways. We say countless times that Crichton's big game. You just fucking stand Crichton out, bro, and you triple that
him,
boy.
Yeah. You triple him.
Like, what are we doing?
And he didn't score the week previous, so he's due.
And
you know
a week
I mean?
Previous for that as well. I'm pretty sure he didn't score the
He's fight. Big game.
And he scored in the last, three grand finals
he's
in a row?
He's big game.
And that's all everyone was talking about. And then the reason you don't do it is you're like, well, fucking, that's what everyone's saying. Of course it won't happen. You're like, no, dude, you're a fucking idiot. Because people were saying that probably after the first time he scored in a grand final. And they were saying it after the second time he scored in a grand final. Of course they're going to say it after the third time he scores in a grand final. That's why you get on it.
And I just want to give a quick shout out to all the punters out there who live bet Penrith at $61.
This piece of shit.
Oh, not Tobler was one of them. You got it at eight.
I got it at like 850, just after the Spencer Lanyu try.
Spencer Lanyu did not score.
Moses
Leone, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's good 850, but 61.
61
is. 61
is.
61. Yeah, like
that
that's a power move. Like,
and you know what? I
get around live betting enough.
I need to get on the blower more.
Yeah, I don't get on the blower.
I need to get on the blower more because
they've done, in terms of they're like, they don't want you to be able to bet as easily. It's a smart move because I'm like, fuck it. I can't be bothered.
I've had a little lick of that every now and then when the All Blacks fall behind, especially against Australia. I go,
this isn't happening.
Well, like, what, you think we're going to lose the All Blacks, do you? I don't think so, mate. And there's always been juice there, but it didn't cross my mind on Sunday. I probably wasn't in the right state.
No.
But
not much was crossing my mind.
I respect the fuck out of people who got 61s.
61s, dude.
Yeah, I think the age of, you know how things go through errors, attitude error, PG. I think the age of the live betting's about to happen after that. You know,
2024 might be the live.
Yeah,
dude.
Like, I think there's going to be a lot of live.
You're the blower.
You're the blower, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing live
in Chinese culture, it's actually a blower next year. Yeah.
But just have a phone next to the fucking next to the couch. I'd like to take Penrith.
Oh, yeah, we might get a fixed line next year.
Yeah, we should get a fixed line.
Our own blower.
Yeah,
you need your own blower. So Mitch Kenny scored the first try. If you had Mitch Kenny, you either don't get rugby league.
No, you don't get rugby league.
Or you get rugby league.
You don't get it.
I think you don't get it.
If you have Mitch Kenny, Moses Leota, and Tom Flegler anytime and you're fucking the same game, you're a fucking, you've never seen a game rugby
league. No one in Australia had that better.
No, there's no way. There's no way. I don't
maybe someone's girlfriend.
Someone
maybe this, someone's girlfriend.
If you had, yeah, definitely. Again, she's from America and she's watching it for the first time.
Yeah.
But like, if you had Mitch Kenny first time, send us your slip because I don't believe it.
I would love to. I've saw a couple floating around. I'd love to know.
What,
maybe,
Mitch Kenny first?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
A couple. If they're, because like he's like paying $50, and a lot of people over that $20 thing.
He's
I'd love
50 first tries.
Yeah. I'd love to know if like there's punters out there who are like, okay, I'm just going to take four or five guys over 25 because, you know, how many times do those guys score compared to a winger? Like it would be obviously wingers are more, but like,
well, I don't have the
value. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the stats in front of me, but there might be some genius behind that.
Mitch hasn't scored all year.
Well, 51's short then.
Yeah, exactly.
51's short as shit. He should be getting 200 if he's never scored. Because he's got a
never scored, hasn't scored all year.
Well, he hasn't scored all year, but you're taking him to score first as well, so it should compound. Mm.
Should compound, never does.
Clive Churchill, I said last week that if Panthers win, almost certainly Cleary very heavily involved. Shock, horror, I was right.
Dylan Edwards for Sebo, not the worst. He could have, but obviously not when Cleary was doing what Cleary was doing. Like, there's no way.
But, like, if you think about, like, I know Dylan Edwards is good and he's a workhorse and all that, but he's not like, you know, fucking Turbo, Trill, all that stuff. But if you think about, you said a few years ago that, you know, a premiership dominant decade fucking dynasty team, Mitch Kenny at hooker, Jack Cogger at seven, Dylan Edwards at fullback, you'd be like, that's a bottom four team, right?
Yes.
Like, but then,
respectfully.
Yeah, but when they're 10 years ago, when they're in Penrith and with Cleary, they're all fucking stars. Yeah. Like,
well, there's a couple of, if you said that long enough ago, that you would have been like, who? Yeah. Who?
Well, there, exactly. Who? No disrespect. But
no disrespect.
Now
but
they're
you know
just,
what I mean.
Now they're throbbers. But just few
Jack
years
Cogger?
Ago. Yeah.
Jack Cogger, full respect to Jack Cogger. I'm pretty sure we did shit on Jack Cogger on this show earlier this year. Like him and we could kind of couldn't tell.
What he couldn't look like.
It was like
or
him
something.
And Adam Clune and like another guy that we all just like, they're all the same person. Jack Cogger is now a real fully fledged boy.
You know a boy.
He's a boy now.
He's a boy. Full on boy.
He was like a puppet. He was Pinocchio. Now
he
he's
was.
A real boy.
He had strings and shit.
He was just all strings.
It was all wood, dude.
Geppetto's in there fucking playing with him, building him out of a fucking tree. Now he's a fully fledged boy.
Yeah, he's become a boy.
And that's the biggest rap we could give him.
And he said goodbye to the wood. So
no, he's no wood anymore. He's flesh and bone,
he's
baby.
He's flesh and bone.
Is he going anywhere?
Yeah, I heard he's going somewhere. I don't know where, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, he'll get a contract.
I reckon he's going to the Tigers or the Knights or fucking.
I think it's NRL.
I think he's going to, for some reason, I thought like back to a club that he. Like a Knights or a Tigers or a fucking.
Well, now he'd be adding what another fucking little bit on his contract.
Knights, yeah, not if you've already signed.
Yeah, I know, but
Premiership winner Jack Cogger.
Yeah.
premiership hero, Jack
premiership
Cogger.
Hero Jack Cogger, a That's real right. boy,
yeah, a boy's boy.
Yeah.
Now, unit scooper Tommy, 2 from 4. Oh, Ricky Martin bet. It sounded good. It rolled off the tongue well.
Yeah.
But
it sold well.
It sold well at the markets, but then people took it home and realized that it was either off or it didn't work.
It was a lemon.
Yep. Ricky Martin, no good. Sebo Toto, Critter Walsh, tripled, no good. Lippy had 9 from 12 from weird NFL bets. We get it, dude. You like NFL, but 9 from 12 doesn't cut it.
No, but it ain't bad for a 511 thing. 9 from 12 is not bad.
He did lose the first leg, though, I think.
Okay, well, that's yeah, that's it's bad.
It
you
lost.
If you have 9 from 12 and you lose it the lost first out leg, the it's
gate.
Awful.
Lost out the gate. I've been over the weekly leaderboard, overall leaderboard.
That's oh, we don't get that?
I think we all know, don't we? I think we all know. I had 56 from 315 bets, 17.77%. Legs, 38%. Units, minus 35. I win.
I win. Listen. Listen.
Was it a 319 season? No, it wasn't.
Was it an 83.21 season?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. But sometimes you got to win tough. You got to win dirty. You can't always win with glamour. Sometimes you got to win with a bit of claret on your face. Like you've been to the fucking, to war. Like you've climbed through a trench or two. And so you've come out the other side. Yeah, muddy. Yeah, battered. Yeah, bruised. 100%. But a winner. That's all that matters.
Now,
all that matters is gold, gold, gold for me.
Yeah. And listen, negative 35 units will look great up on that board.
It will.
Now, but having a minus in front of your winning score will look good.
But I will say this, now that we only do rugby league, there might be quite a few minuses up there.
Well, who knows? It was a dynasty year. It's hard to tell. Like we're not excuses, guys, but no, dynasty years are notoriously.
I mean, most of that was rugby league as well. There's just a bit of golf.
That's it. And like, and they were still in the dynasty years, in fairness, but, you know, it'll just sort of depend. But look, you congratulations
to you. Thank you, mate. Thank you, mate. Appreciate it.
Finally, boys. You get up on the board. Well done. Well done, mate. That will not be happening. You'll be getting the knuckles. On Sunday night, he was walking around here with the belt, making everyone get on their knees and kiss his hand. I was like,
and it happened.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
He got a few of us. Luckily, I don't think there's any photos.
Tom second. Sebo second. Minus 49.11.
If I'd had a slightly better fucking week this week,
61 from 314.
In the age of the bloody live bet dynasty kind of Jack Cogger era, I didn't lose half my money. I didn't lose half my money in the transition. In the transitional year, I'll take that.
That sounds like a spin.
Yeah, that's a...
That's spin zone shit.
That's a spin. Tom, minus 57.23 and the Lippy, minus 94.88. Full credit to the Lippy, who got 6.9% of his bets right.
Yeah.
Their bets right. Who... Just appalling. 19 from 275. Fucking dog shit.
They've never come close, and they're afforded every opportunity to do so, and they don't, and they talk it up every time.
I was basically 300% better than the Lippy. Basically 300%. Every week we get the same bullshit. You guys suck. You guys stink. I'm fucking legit. Give me a crack. No one's really done anything. To be honest, the only time the Lippy's won... It's because we've missed our triples. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they've never actually won on their own terms. They never come out and get 10 units in the green and just dominate. No. So, shame on the lot of you.
Yep.
The misters. We'll start with Mr. Biggest Odds. Sebo.
Oh. 34.72.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking good. Walsh, To'o, Mazu, Ponga, Mulatalu, I believe... A unit scooper.
Yeah. Late season scoop. Yeah, it was. It was like only a few weeks ago, I think.
Mr.
It was
the finals.
34.72. You don't turn your nose up at 34.72. Tommy was second with Tuolungi for 2, Scotty Drink and Leilua.
I remember
27.4. I had Brooks Koepka to win something, $19. And the Lippy had Marju, Ponga, Lucas and Knights minus 3.5, 18.97. That may have been Nilsson, the Novocastrian.
It looks like
it. It looks like a nil sub bet. It
does. It does. So well done, Sebo.
Well done.
Yep. NRL. I won. No surprises. Now, in the fucking transitional era, in an era where, geez, it's tough to win rugby league bets, -6.5 units. Pretty fucking good.
Look at us, though, dude. We are a dead heat, though. 36 from 232, 15.51%. You just had some better odds in there.
Yeah, I did. Because you came home with your...
With my line.
With your line, walk the line stuff. Like, you and I clearly get it.
Yeah.
But Sebo, you don't get...
Triples.
You don't get it.
I've got more bets than you and more leg percentage.
Yeah, but you don't.
But you don't get triples.
It's in the pudding, though, right?
Do you get it or not?
I don't get triples.
So I read a triple and go, that needs to be pounded.
Yeah.
And I do so, whereas you don't get it.
No. I get the game. I just don't get triples.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. I had -6.5. You had -40.
Mm. Yeah, but I had 43.
So is it close?
My leg percentage is way higher.
Oh, you probably had fucking like To'o to score a try or something cool.
But like, cool, dude, have as many legs as you want. You're just fucking saying, -40 units.
I'll figure out triples. It was a transitional year.
I was -6.5 in a transitional era, and you had -40. Let's get fair income.
I'm not good at transitions.
Are you getting fair income or not?
To the past, but now I know the new world going forward. I'm going to figure out triples, come through, win a belt in the green, because it only really counts if it's
I'd appreciate if I'd just appreciate if you got fair income. Now, Lippy.
I wouldn't like wearing the belt when you got a fucking red year, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's tough.
It's not you didn't win the belt, you just lost the least.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who's wearing the belt? Who's wearing the belt?
No, exactly.
You can talk all the shit you want. You've either got a belt on or you don't.
No, this isn't talking shit. Because you've got the belt.
And you've never worn one.
You've never worn one. This is the first year the belt in the
Exactly. Exactly.
But, I mean, and it's on me.
It's on me.
It's on me. I guess that's something to celebrate.
It's on me.
I guess.
Lippy, dog shit at NRL. That's what we know.
Yeah.
The Lippy knows nothing about rugby league. -55.8 units. The leg percentage... 7%, 16 from 228 bets. Just shit.
Shit.
-55.8. Well done to the Lippy. Dead last. UFC. Sorry, bruh. I'm the only one gets UFC. 3.9 units in the green. 5 from 14.
Yeah, you got something green. That's good.
35.71. Tom, 3 from 14, 21.42 bets correct. Percent correct. -3.6. Seb, -6.1. Lippy, last again, -10.3.
Just another fucking win.
Yep.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal, because you got -35 units.
3.9 in the green. Lippy. Lippy won the golf. 2.2. Fuck me, dude.
Golf, yeah. We didn't really focus on
the golf. What did we do, just the majors or something?
We just did the majors. Yeah. And then the Lippy didn't even play one of them because he got his bets in too late. Listen, golf in the post-Voldemort era, not what it was. And we just need to be honest about that.
We just don't care for it.
We put our hands up and we admit honesty. And we admit that we don't really know what the fuck we're talking about. Sebo tries to pretend like he does.
I haven't watched much.
But Sebo got 40 units. You probably got on the blower to someone whose name starts with V. Anyway, you were -2.3, so you clearly don't get it. I was in the green, 0.6. Tom, dead last, -10.2.
It's just Josh bringing the hats.
Nice, Josh. Unit scooper. Sebo hit one and was only 1.82 in the green.
Yeah.
So this is what you said at the start of the year, actually, Sebo. Yep. You go, you need to hit a unit scooper of some
20-30
substance. Yeah. I actually hit two but didn't put them on. No, not important. But I lost 31 units on the unit scooper. 31 units because I didn't hit one. You gotta come out in the green, otherwise you're fucked.
Yeah. You also gotta lose 30% of your money.
You need to be smarter. You need to get one tactically. It's like try get two $15 bets throughout the year at least.
Even come in and try and get a couple of fives.
I've been ruminating about unit scoopers moving forward. Obviously, transitional season, negative champion over here, but like. Next year, unit scoopers will be a different... Well, I'll be handling my unit scoopers differently.
You have to. Sure.
Yeah.
-31, that's just... It's not good enough.
30% gone if you're just going $100 things every week.
Yeah.
It's not good enough. Yeah. It's just not good enough.
In this transitional year...
It has the ability to change your life, but
I think you can only go your Ozarkis two or three times, your Akai Bowls four or five times, and then the rest is just trying to...
Mate, if you start triple steak and pounded lines, like... You can seriously make some good cheddar for yourself.
You got to know what you're doing, though. Sebo doesn't.
No, he doesn't. He wouldn't be able to do it.
No, you wouldn't. He wouldn't be able to do it.
I can do a unit scope to make up for it, but...
Well, yeah.
But yeah, but not really.
It's 1.82, right?
But not to make up for it, because you got minus 40 in rugby league.
Yeah.
So that, still that makes up nothing.
But I beat Tom then. So if Tom gets it and I don't, but I beat
him. But just wait, because my 10 to 10,000 is pretty impressive, so...
And the 10 into 10,000, Mr...
It's the 10 to 10,000.
I was going to say Mr. People, but it's not for the people.
Well,
is
it is for the people.
No,
but it's not for the
people. Kitchen
really.
Sink is for the people.
Yeah, 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 you're right. Yeah.
This is for us to try and get $10,000 redos. We will be back next year, probably.
No, we'll be back. We'll be
to
back.
Do it. Yeah. I will, because I sort of want that 10K.
Sort of.
But I mean, what are the punters think? Kitchen sink multi or 10 into 10K? Because, like, I enjoyed the kitchen sink because we all got on it and. We got a few of them, you know what I mean?
Like,
we
I do get, know what you mean. Like, I do know what you mean.
But we got over the kitchen sink multi too. That's why we changed it. Do you know what I mean? Like, we got really over it.
Yeah. But I do like the idea of all being on something that we can all get on. You know,
maybe it's like better the week or something as well. Like, what's
well, not,
the thing
not
that
Rando's
we,
yeah. better the week.
I'll give you that tip, punters and dribblers, and this is no bullshit. He got like 3 bets of the week and none of them were above $2.
He and he's not here to defend himself.
No, he's not, but he got 3 out of 31.
Yeah, wrecked.
3 out of 31, nothing above $2. Very impressive, Rando. Tom, he won 10 into 10,000 plus 2.65. I was minus 0.94. Sebo minus 1.39. So we were there or thereabouts, boys.
Yep, yep.
So that's it.
That's it.
Another
that's
season. What a great season.
What a great bloody season, hey?
What a great bloody season.
Highs and lows, trials and tribulations. Obviously, Eddie the champion, but, and this isn't me saying it, this is Seb saying it, and me saying it to Seb maybe in like the green room in quieter sort of quieter areas is, you know.
Listen, if I put on my champ. Unit scoopers, I'm positive champ, so who gives a shit? You all know it, bro.
You didn't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know it.
You didn't do that.
Yeah, but I punted like a positive champion.
Yeah, okay.
Punted like one. Okay. That's all that matters.
Anyway, that's us for 2023. Shout out to everyone who watched and listened and tuned in and interacted. Shout out to all the Lippies for being absolutely fucking god-awful. Thank you to Rando, who again is not here, but
to defend
love
himself.
Rando to defend himself. Thank you to Tobler and Dior. Seb, Eddie, thank you. Shout out to Neds.
Big
love
thanks
Neds.
To Neds.
We'll still be fucking getting around the punting, though. Don't you worry. Just the show won't be happening, but the ponies will be on, and you'll be able to find us in the Neds group. The secret passcode is Dribbler. So we'll see you in there, and we'll see you next year.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on screen or visit the website.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.